now continuing on with a PhD, and she is working in public health and concentration in global health there at Loma Linda. So please welcome Artie.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Arthi Desai, and I'm going to be presenting on building sustainable water and sanitation infrastructure to improve health status of Northern Laotians. I'd like to begin by saying I have no relationships to disclose. In order to fully understand this project and what it entails, it's first important to realize understand a little bit about Laos. Laos is a mountainous country. It's landlocked and surrounded by Burma and China to the northwest, Vietnam to the east, Cambodia to the south, and Thailand to the west. The World Health Organization notes Laos to be one of the poorest countries in Southeast Asia, and this can be directly linked to the clean water and access to clean water and sanitation. And in this case, the lack of clean water and sanitation contributes to the ill health effects. And this can be seen in the high mortality rates and low life expectancy this country demonstrates. In order to address the hygiene and the health and hygiene problems, a water sanitation and hygiene WASH program for health was created and utilized to address these issues. And so in order to kind of understand a little bit of what I saw when I went to these villages, the first picture is the only water source in the first village I went to, Pha Nam, and it is a little bit of trickling water coming from a stream way below the mountainous village. And this village, this water source is supposed to be able to be utilized for about 300 people. The second picture is a rain collection method used by another village. And while this is a great way to get water when water is not readily available, the open containers that are present are a breeding ground for mosquitoes, as well as contaminants that can kind of linger in there. Animal waste, bird droppings create a very high disease-causing area. The last picture is of an irrigation system. As you can see, it's not quite functioning, creating stagnant water, also a mosquito breeding ground. Trash also is in the irrigation that clogs up the system, and just is a hazard for health. So as a result of the observations I have made and some needs and assessment stuff that I'll discuss later, the goal of this project was to improve the health of families in the Udomsai province, which is located in northern Laos. And the purpose of this was to improve access to potable water and family latrines, in addition to having a positive health behavior changes through health promotion and education, education through very culturally appropriate manner, and also building sustainable infrastructure, which will help in community ownership. And this was done through two tools, a needs and assets assessment to understand the health determinants of the poor health effects of local villages, and also a strategic technical infrastructure support, and that is to build and construct water supply systems. And the needs and assessment component, it's a qualitative community-based approach to study the 8 villages. And this included a key informant interview with local village chiefs. And there were 8 villages I went to, so I had 8 village chief data sets. And I also did focus group with villagers. And the questions ranged from village history to population size, income, sources of income, people went for health care, and what are common diseases that are prevalent in these areas. And it's actually interesting because in a later slide, I'll kind of compile all this for you, but talking to these people, you really get to a sense of what they highlight and what they think are problems and what aren't, and what our perspective as people of the United States or abroad are when working in international settings. I also utilize community mapping to understand where villagers kind of hung out, where they lived, where things were in relation to where they kind of congregated. Prioritization charts, where they were able to list issues that they had and kind of prioritize the top 3 issues so we can address those specific problems that they had. A problem tree and a solution tree. And as this is an example of a prioritization chart, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the emerging themes that I encountered. Clean water, latrines, and fully functioning health centers were the top three identified needs. And you can see to the right of my chart is a translated list of the results, and this creates a proper cultural connection, so I don't speak Lao, but they're able to understand that what they're saying is being translated over into the correct data. I included this slide. It's a health clinic built by UNICEF, and the reason I included this slide is because I've been describing a lot of the water and sanitation issues, and people have been like, is there no one else that's coming out to help these people? UNICEF did come out and help, but the problem with this is that since there's no running water, there's not that solid foundation, it kind of renders this health clinic useless, because without running water, there's not a clean facility, and people don't want to go and give birth. They don't want to go to that health center and utilize the facility. This is a summary of the top four priorities of the villages. 100% of the villages I went to said water was their number one issue. 75% addressed latrines and sanitation. 50% needed health centers. And 25% mentioned roads and transportation. This is the chart I was mentioning earlier. It kind of compiles, gives a little snapshot of what I was asking. You can see that sources of income include a lot of agricultural and livestock, and like I mentioned, water is a major source of problems in the villages. The thing that I want to highlight from this is the common diseases section. When I would go and ask people what are common diseases in your village, I wouldn't really get an answer. They would pretty much say they're pretty healthy, life is good, they're fine. Kind of probing deeper into this, kind of describing symptoms, conditions, seasonal things, they told me that their children get diarrhea, but that's a normal thing for them, that they don't consider it an illness because all the kids are going to get diarrhea until at least they're two. So it's interesting to kind of probe deeper to really understand what your community's needs are. Some of the challenges I encountered, I mentioned earlier that I don't speak Lao too well. I picked up some words, but when talking with people, they're going to talk really fast, and I can't always pick up everything. So I had a translator, and she spoke Lao for me. So we were able to communicate to those people who spoke Lao. But the higher I went in elevation to reach rural populations, there's distinct kind of almost forgotten languages, which included Hmong and Khmer. There was one village I went to, I spoke English, which was translated to Lao. That was then translated to Khmer and back to Hmong, and vice versa. So lost in a translation, to say the least. Another thing I encountered was certain untranslatable concepts. When doing a problem tree, that was translated over as problem tree, and I had villagers look at me saying, there's not a problem with our trees, our environment is fine. So some things I encountered, but it's a really good learning experience, and so I assume that just a visual problem tree would be a great way to talk to these people, but sometimes it's kind of one-on-one group conversations is the best way to gather the information. Another thing was geography. This is a mountainous region, and I had gone during a rainy season. And so you can see this picture is of us trying to get up the mountain with a landslide, and our truck is stuck in the mud. Another thing was once I got to the villages, I realized that in the Laotian community, women tend to go off to work during the day, and the men stay home and take care of their children. So when I went to these villages, I had groups of mostly men. And I've learned from that is that maybe going early in the morning, or maybe late at night, or going to the workplace of women to capture their thoughts and ideas. So I would like to say that as a result of this gathering this data, culturally appropriate interventions are set in place to address sanitation issues of educating people on hand washing, how to use soap, when to use it, why to use it. And also, I was recently informed that Laos will be funded by ADRA Canada for a three-year wash and nutrition component program, and that will greatly help in the Millennium Development Goal of water and sanitation for distributing that to people to access basic needs. And my next slide is just some of the friends and people and work that I've done in Laos, and just want to say thank you and hope jai lai lai.